I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Ukraine's president on Sunday urged allies to do something before North Korean troops stationed in Russia reached the battlefield in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Writing on Telegram, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky raised the prospect of a preemptive Ukrainian strike on camps where the North Korean troops are being trained and said Kyiv knows their location. But he said Ukraine can't do it without permission from allies to use Western-made long-range weapons to hit targets deep inside Russia. The Biden administration recently said that some 8,000 North Korean soldiers are now in Russia's Kursk region near Ukraine's border and are preparing to help the Kremlin fight against Ukrainian troops in the coming days. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Moldovan security official accused Russia on Sunday of massive interference as voters cast their ballots in a tight presidential race. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reports.
It's a runoff election that could see Moscow claw back influence in a country drawing closer to the European Union. Pro-Western incumbent Maya Sandu spoke of defending the country's sovereignty after voting in the capital, Chisinau. Thieves want to buy our voices, buy our country, but the power of the people is much greater than the power of evil, she said. Her pro-Moscow opponent, Alexander Stoyanoglo, said he voted for a Moldova that will develop good ties with both the West and the East. Brussels is closely watching the election after Sandu set Moldova on the long path of EU accession talks in June. It comes a week after Georgia, another ex-Soviet state seeking EU membership, re-elected a ruling party regarded in the West as increasingly pro-Russian.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. This is VOA News. The Israeli military said Sunday it has carried out a ground raid into Syria, seizing a Syrian citizen involved in Iranian networks. It was the first time in the current war that Israel announced its troops operated in Syrian territory. The Israeli military said the seizure was part of a special operation that took place in recent months, though it didn't say exactly when it occurred. Spain's government reports more than 200 dead and dozens still missing following the deadliest flash floods in that country's modern history. Locals say they feel abandoned by their government. VOA's Arash Arvasati has more.
Protesters call Spain's King Felipe and the royal family murderers while pelting him with mud and other objects. This after what locals call botched and slow alerts once their government learned of the dangers of impending catastrophic flooding to the country's Valencia region, where mobile alerts sounded 2 hours too late. Coupled with what they call a slow response by emergency services, these became the deadliest flash floods in Spain's recent history, claiming more than 200 lives. Spain's prime minister said Saturday the government was sending 5,000 more troops to join the 2,500 already deployed for search, rescue, and cleanup operations. Spanish police released aerial videos showing the widespread destruction of storms that dumped more rain in 8 hours than the preceding 20 months. When waters receded, locals saw their homes destroyed, many packed with mud and cars stacked atop one another in the streets. Climate scientists say such extreme weather events will only increase as climate change worsens. By Saturday, thousands of volunteers arrived outside Valencia's iconic City of Arts and Science complex. They traveled by bus to join those already taking part in cleanup efforts in areas where nearly a week after floods struck, many people still don't have access to clean drinking water. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
North Carolina elections officials say that more than 4.2 million voters cast ballots at early in-person voting sites, with turnout in western counties hit by Hurricane Helene outpacing the rest of the state. The State Board of Elections announced the record turnout Sunday. Early in-person voting ended Saturday. In 2020, a record 3.63 million people voted during the early voting period. The board said this year's state exceeded that total by Thursday, days before the period ended. North Carolina is one of several U.S. swing states that will likely help decide the winner of the presidential race between Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.